Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred says that Westbred over the years has developed a philosophy of breeding wheat for the Southern Plains that offers producers every opportunity to get a high yield on the wheat that they put in the ground in the fall and harvest each June.
We have really tried to push genetic yield gain and allow top producers to manage that yield. They're not going to change the genetic potential in that seed. The genetic potential's in that seed, and they have to manage the fertility, the pest control, putting that seed in the ground in the best way possible. They have to be the ones to do that. And those gentlemen that wanted, and ladies that want to manage like that, we have varieties like 4303 and particularly 4401 that give them that opportunity.
Thanks, John. And you can learn more about the high-yielding varieties that Bayer Westbred has available for you by going to westbred.com.
Well, live cattle futures just could not uncover aggressive buying despite higher cash. Traders had that already factored in and were not interested in adding much extra premium. Volatility was confined to about a dollar swing, similar to Tuesday's activity. Traders seemed content to hold the line in keeping futures in line with cash. Cash cattle in the South exceeded the minimum of what feedlots wanted to see. They were about $3 higher, with trade in the North averaging $4 higher. Packers clearly need the cattle to maintain slaughter volume, giving feedlots the upper hand. Now, hog futures defined the fundamentals again as news trumped the weakness. Price on the National Direct afternoon report down 57 cents. Cutouts down $1.98. There is consideration that the government will allow some plants to increase chain speed if plants have sufficient staff to efficiently handle the increase. This would be positive, as the processing of more hogs would bring supplies current and packers more aggressive. While Minneapolis December wheat appears to be headed for a fourth consecutive higher close, both winter wheat markets are setting back a bit. Kansas City December futures soared to a new contract high on Wednesday, while Chicago nearly matched its contract high. The 12 million bushel decline in hard red winter stocks reported in the November WASDE can be given partial credit for the rise in price. News on Wednesday drove the market sharply higher. Russia's ag minister suggesting a new export quota for January through June will soon be announced. After rising for the past 2 days, December corn just mildly lower early today, pressured by the sharp two-day rise in the U.S. dollar index. Rain and some snow are moving across the center of the country up to Canada, with snow moving across the prairies, delaying any harvest activity. Corn export demand should pick up as U.S. corn is priced competitively to the world, but to this point, we lag last year's sales and shipments. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, December live cattle down 20 cents yesterday, 132. February up 12, 136.82. November feeder cattle down 125, 156.65. January down 175, 158.05. December hogs up 75 cents, 75.70. February up 57 cents, 79.32. Kansas City wheat, the December up 24 cents yesterday, 817.5. March up 23.75, 821.75. Chicago wheat, December up 24.5, 803. March up 24.75, 815. December corn up 14.5, 569.25. March up 14.5, 578.75. January soybeans up 4.75 cents, 1216.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.